Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, November 20th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from San Diego, California. MoneyGram is at the crosshair of a Department of Justice investigation and agreed to pay $100 million in fines for wire fraud charges. This investigation is in part due to the use of MoneyGram to transfer stolen funds into foreign countries, and of course those funds were in part stolen via malware. Of course MoneyGram is not the only service being used here. Western Union is another sort of big name money transfer service that's sometimes used for fraudulent transactions. One thing I guess that's really sort of attractive with MoneyGram is that it has a very large international presence. However, we have seen Western Union also being used internationally, and Brian Krebs has a great article here on his blog outlining some of these scams that took advantage of these services. In essence, the charges are not about MoneyGram or Western Union sort of willingly aiding the particular fraud, however, not having sufficient controls in place to actually detect if a transaction is fraudulent. And if you are maintaining a time server, an NTP server, you're probably familiar with Tick and Talk at the US Naval Observatory. We got some reports today, and some public mailing lists actually had similar reports that earlier today, both of these, or at least one of these main time servers, went back to the year 2000 or 1999, around 1:30 Eastern is when most people reported that problem, but then quickly it went back to the current time in 2012. We don't have anybody yet that sort of sent some packets of these NTP advertisements to see what was going on there, if it was an attack or if it was just sort of a normal outage. These time servers have been amazingly resilient and consistent over many years. Now, you shouldn't use them directly. If you have in particular a smaller home network or such, you should use one of the public secondary servers that themselves synchronize with Tick or Talk, or you know, maybe even have your own little sort of hardware device that syncs with GPS if you run a larger network. The symptom you may have observed is that the NTP crashed, or it just complained that it had a large offset that it couldn't comply with. NTP is very important for a lot of authentication protocols. So, for example, Kerberos or such may have issues if the time synchronization fails. If you have any first-hand observations of this event, I would really like to see some logs, if you have that, to sort of pin down the exact time when this happened. And then a new vulnerability in Adobe, nothing really all that special other than, hey, it's not the PDF reader or the Flash player. Instead, it's Cold Fusion. Cold Fusion is the server platform, so this doesn't really affect the public at large so much, and it is only a denial of a service flaw. If you are running Cold Fusion 10, make sure that you update to update 5. And Symantec is seeing more malware that actually now supports Windows 8. It's not as much as the malware just targeting Windows 8 specifically, but more considering that it may run on Windows 8 and actively supporting it. In this last case, the malware does not use an exploit in Windows 8, but just relies on the user actually clicking and installing it by disguising itself as a rich text format document. The malware will then use Google Docs as a command and control channel. Well, that's it for today. Just about this week, Thursday is the Thanksgiving holiday and Friday is off for most people unless you work in retail. So we probably will not have a podcast on Thursday and Friday. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.